Welcome to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas right here live in Houston, Texas, the most beautiful and awesome city in the entire world. We are live right here from my living room. Thank you for being with us tonight, and we have an awesome show. This is going to be one of those that if you have parents, that you know of parents, if you have some grandchildren that you want the parents to be able to understand some things about their kids, things that are happening in the school, get online right now, text them real quick and say, hey, pick up the station. You want to watch this live tonight. And if you want to call in and be involved in the conversation, that would be 888-627-6008. And it looks like the sun has gone down here on beautiful Houston, right here at the Texas Medical Center. And they had a Texan game right across the street here. I don't know if the Texans won or not, but they played right across the street here. And things are kind of simmering down here, but it was a beautiful, beautiful, kind of humid day. A little bit, we're expecting a little bit of rain, but tonight is going to be an awesome night. We have a great guest. A lot of times I'll fluff up the show at the beginning for a couple minutes and just kind of throw out some ideas and great words of wisdom that I think I have sometimes. Tonight I'm not going to, because the words of wisdom are going to come from our guest tonight. I have read her book twice. She's an author. And I wanted, this would be a perfect gift for every one of the children that you have on your list tonight. And this is a money back guarantee gift almost. I'm not going to say she's going to give you money back. don't send me the bill, but I want to tell you what. I looked at this book today. I've read it twice. And the artwork, the story, and most importantly, the lessons learned are second to none. And it would be an awesome gift. And you can do it on Kindle, of course. But I tell you what, I got a feeling, and I did mine on Kindle, but I have a feeling that to have this book in your hands, and when Mona comes on, I hope she has a copy that she can lift up and let us see it, the hard copy of it, because it's beautiful. It is an awesome book. And more importantly, the words are just unbelievable. So tonight, from Florida, all the way from the beautiful city of Florida, and we were just talking before the program where she is originally from, and maybe we'll let her tell you that, Mona Simone. And Mona is the owner of I'm Just Me, the CEO, the founder, the creator, the guru, the high princess of that organization, I'm Just Me. And I encourage you, not right now because you're watching and listening to the program, but before the night's out, jump on there too and check out this organization and all the pages that they have. Some wonderful information there. She's also the author of the book, and write this down, One Brave Night, K-N-I-G-H-T. You can get it right on Amazon. And Mona Simone is our guest tonight, and she has a bachelor's degree in all of this stuff and all the things that she does in communication. But most of all, she has a heart for kids. And right there strums one of my heartstrings. When you care about kids, That's what it's all about. So live from Florida, I welcome Mona Simone. Mona, can you hear me tonight?
Hi, I can hear you. That introduction was amazing. Maybe I could hire you to do that for me everywhere I go.
I read it exactly like you told me. I'm playing with you.
That was awesome. Thank you. I was like, that's me? Oh, maybe I am fabulous.
Yeah. Well, the book, I tell you what, and we'll get into this a little bit later because there's a lot of good things in there. And but first of all, Mona, tell us a little bit about you. Where actually, you don't have to give us your address, but where at and what area of Florida you're in right now? Is that where you reside right now?
I am in Orlando, Florida. I originally from England. No, I don't have my accent anymore, but it does come out once in a while. When around my other family members. Yes, I am in Orlando right now. I recently moved to Orlando on a whim. I picked up the Fort Lauderdale area and left. And I said, you know what? Fort Lauderdale is no longer for me and I need a new space. And I wasn't adventurous enough to leave the state. I know a lot of people that do that. They just pick up and pick a state and go. But I was like, you know what? Orlando is just enough to make me feel comfortable. And so, yeah, now I live in Orlando and I love Orlando. I don't like the I-4, but I love Orlando.
I hear that. Well, I'll tell you what, welcome to the program tonight. And I just want to, and as you know, I have no questions in front of me. I don't do it that
joy.
Way. We're just going to talk.
Bring it.
And most of all, I really want to know what you are passionate about. What is it that fuels your tank each and every day? And to be honest with you, why do you get out of bed every day? And what do you want to accomplish before you get back into bed during the evening? During that day, what is your purpose in life, Mona? Mm-hmm. Tell me what your
purpose asking. In life is literally children.
Awesome.
And it's just a thing to me where I hear stories online about abuse or bullying. Sometimes I can't even read it because I'm that affected by it, but that's not the answer at all. It's just something that is just really crazy. It affects me so much that I literally started the I'm Just Me brand. Before I started the I'm Just Me brand, I knew I had an affinity for children. I just knew. Like every kid I would see, every niece or nephew, I would spoil them. I just knew kids were such an important part of my life, my being, my spirit. It's just something God gave to me. And then it really happened when I have one son, he entered middle school for the first time. And he entered middle school with his friends. Like he did not come to a new school. He wasn't in a new neighborhood. Like he had his old friends and he got bullied. And it came to the point where I was scared to pick up my phone because I was at work. I had deadlines. I had things. And I knew when the phone rang and that caller ID was there, I was like, Jesus, what now? Like, I just can't. And he was bullied. He came home and said, Mom, someone punched me in the face, slapped me in the face today. What? Yeah. Then the next time they threw my backpack in the garbage. What? And then it was me on the phone with the vice principal getting some answers because I did have to every day walk him through each and every incident and say, this is how you have to handle this. No, you can't fight back. Maybe you should fight back here. I'm sorry. It's a conversation that all parents need to have with their kids. And it's not a generic conversation. It's an individual conversation you have to have with your child. I mean, you have to walk them through every incident that happens in their life. And every incident is different. So it came a time where I was arguing with the vice principal. My child got internal suspension because he had to fight back. You know, when do you say, okay, as adults, someone comes up to you in the street, slaps you in the face, and then we walk away? Or do we protect ourselves? So now it comes a conversation with schools. My kid was fighting back. Isn't that not self-defense? Do we not have self-defense laws? We don't have self-defense laws in schools. It's non-existent. I really, like, at the end of the day, want to just literally try to get to a place and have some type of bullying rule. I mean, there is all schools, they have these banners, no bullying, no tolerance policy, XYZ. But really, is there really a bullying policy?
Because Mona, how old was your son when he first experienced that first time when he came home and he said, "Mom, I'm being bullied. I'm being pushed around."
Yeah, elementary school was like little stupid things, right? Like, "Hey, baby, this is how you handle this," you know, whatever. But when it came violent, he was 11. Middle school is,
okay.
And I'm saying that I think most parents know middle school is a nightmare. Even compared,
so it's another level.
It's another level of kids coming into their own, possibly hormones, clicks. It's just a whole new level from elementary school. You're cute, you're sweet. But when you get to middle school, they are feeling themselves. And it's just like, I knew girls were, could be bullies, but I never expected my son to ever be in a bullying situation because I thought, okay, he's a boy. But that is not true, guys. It is not a gender issue.
Yeah.
Hurt people, and kids who are hurt. And that's, and then it's like, I come from a perspective as well. I know we've got a lot to talk about bullies. Bullies, they need help. They need help. Why are they doing this? They're not doing it because it's just fun for them or they grew up this way. There's something going on at home. There's something that's not digging into that life of that child. There's something happening to the bully. And as I grow my brand, I really want to touch upon how we can help the bully. But for right now, I'm trying to help the bullied and how to not fight. Maybe you can stand up for yourself. You need to become empowered. You need to learn how to believe in affirmations. You need to understand what's happening to you. And maybe we can touch about this later. How are kids killing themselves? Like, how do you literally get bullied enough to want to actually commit that? Like, I'm an adult. I wouldn't even know how to process that. But as a child that I've been hearing these stories of, they actually went through with it. It's just mind-boggling.
It is. And it's time after time after time. You read it. I mean, it's almost like, I'm sure it's not a daily thing, but it seems like it's a weekly, a monthly issue of people being bullied into at least attempting suicide. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It makes no sense.
So take me from, well, what's your son's first name?
Josiah.
What is it?
Josiah.
Okay.
It's actually the name, he's in the book.
I was wondering if that was that beautiful. Okay, Josiah. So what kind of impact did you immediately see, or did you immediately see that it made on Josiah as the bullying went from typical pushing in line, making fun of, from 5, 6, 7 year olds to major bullying in 11-year-olds? What kind of impact did you start to notice as a parent that this was having on Josiah?
I mean, that one time he came over to me and he literally said, "Mom, I have no friends." I was like, that was like gut wrenching, because I know he came over with a bunch of friends, and some of his friends, best friends from like first grade, started doing this. And you know, I would call the parents, and they were not my child. Yes, your child. But there was one impact where he said, "Mom, I'm sitting at the cafeteria," and we've all been in the cafeteria. You know, it can be fun. I remember high school being fun in the cafeteria. But then when you're lonely in the cafeteria, it's not fun. It's embarrassing. It's depressing. It's sad. Everyone has their groups. And then when my son said, Mom, he came home and said, Mom, I have no friends. I was just like, it was like a tearjerker. But I don't know how, I'm trying to go back to the first time how all the bullying started happening. But I can only say is that before the bullying started, this is my mantra. You come through the door. Hey, how are you? What happened? What'd you do today? Who'd you speak to today? Anyone touch you today? Anyone messed with you today? What are your teachers like? Did your teacher say anything to you stupid or crazy? Did anybody say anything stupid to you crazy? What happened in lunch? Who said what? Really? Tell me about that conversation. And then, you know, boys or maybe girls or teens, they're like, good, fine, okay. And then it's like, okay, we're just going to do it the next day. What happened in school today? Who'd you talk to? How'd that conversation go? Oh, really? Okay. Well, next time, okay. We'll handle it like this. But like for the first few times, it was yes, good, no, fine, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just saying like one word answers are unacceptable. Unacceptable. And as annoying as you think I am, I'm so sorry. It's not going to stop. And then eventually he came home and he'd be like, Mom, this is what happened to me today. This is what's going on. He would like, he didn't want to even ask. He didn't want the questions anymore. He would just be like, let me tell you what happened. This person did this. This person said that. This person said this. And it would just be a conversation because he knew it was coming. And I'm not taking no for an answer. Like, you have to talk. You have to know. You want to know. So that, I mean, even to this day, now he's in eighth grade. He started school, obviously, at sixth grade when the bullying started. He comes home and talks about his day. And now I'm even like this. Really? Really? He's just so used to it that he just comes home and he's like, it's not bad. It's just, I'm just like, really? Uh-huh. Okay. What? That's cool. You know? But yeah, I think that is the key of finding out what is going on with your child. Because yes, I did instill that immediately. What happened to school today? Tell me everything. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he would tell me, Mom, he slapped me today, or my backpack got thrown in the garbage today. And I literally got that out of him. And he told me without me even asking, because I literally introduced to him, you have to tell me everything. I mean, I don't care. Like, we can have a 10-minute conversation about any and everything. Let's have a summary of your day. Let's talk about it. We can talk about this certain instant. We can talk about girls and how you should handle that. I mean, my son is pretty gorgeous. You know, he's the typical light skin, green eyes guy, whatever. So, you know, I know he's going to probably be like whatever in high school. I don't know. I'm not even prepping for that right now, but yeah, he's pretty gorgeous. So let's talk about girls. Let's talk about how you can handle that smoothly. And it's just always, it's just about having a conversation. And and you know your child's moods, right? So my kid is pretty much, I don't know if we can talk about this. He was diagnosed with ADHD. He was. And we can talk about that because I ignored it for 6 years. I was like, not my kid. Nope. Because in first kindergarten through fifth grade, I would get the same emails, the same conferences, the same letters, or the report. He was on report for a long time and he shouldn't be on report at this age. And then I finally broke down and I was like, okay, fine. I'm getting the same conversations of his, he can't focus. And so just a long story short there, I did go to the doctor and he did put him on some medication, and he like literally just was like this from like happy, 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 happy to just like zombie, flatline.
Yeah, no expression.
Yeah, his grades improved. He wasn't laughing. He wasn't coming home and poking me in the face. But sometimes he just comes up to me and goes like this to my forehead just because. All right. But yeah, he does have attention deficit disorder. And that is a very controversial thing, especially I think in the Black community, where it's like, you don't have ADD, go sit your ASS down, right? Like, that's not a thing. You're not supposed to be on medication. Mm-hmm. So he did have, I came to the realization that he did have ADHD, because when the medication happened, he was just a completely different person. And he came to me and he said, Mom, I can't even laugh anymore. Like, I think something's funny, but I can't laugh at it. So I guess he's very stoic. So I said, okay, you don't want to stop? You want to stop the medication? You want to stop? We stopped the medication. I said, Josiah, listen to me. We understand what's going on. You do have ADHD, okay? It's not the end of the world. You just have to try harder than any other kid. I'm sorry, you have to try harder. When you see someone talking to you and you drift off and you go like this, you have to realize that you're drifting off and you're not paying attention. You have to come back to the conversation. Even today, like, I'll be talking to him and we'll be speaking and he'll look over there like this for like 5 seconds. And I'll go like, hello, I'm still speaking, focus. So I did tell him that, you know, you have to, if you want to come off the medication, you have to focus. You have to work a little bit harder in school. You do. And that is just something you have to do. This is something you have to do in life. And it's not the end of the world.
I tell you what, Bonnie, we're going to take our first commercial break. On the other side of this commercial break, I want to find out more about what happened with you in your mindset of saying, wait, this is such an issue that I want to come up with this. I'm just me.
Sure.
And the purpose of that. And we're going to find that out on the other side of this first commercial break. So if you want to get involved tonight, call 888-627-6008. The awesome people of BBS Radio will take good care of you, and they will patch you right on through live on Breaking the Silence. We'll be right back right after this first break. Hang with us. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. All right, welcome back to Breaking the Silence. We are in our second segment here. We have Mona Simone from Orlando, Florida, and she is the author of One Brave Night. That can be picked up in several locations, but I know Amazon is one of the probably the quickest ways to get it right into your hands. She's not only that, she is the CEO of I'm Just Me, and I think probably most important of all, she's a mama. And she's talking about Josiah, her son, and the bullying that he went through. And when did the Mona, the decision or the motivation come to you to come up with this, I'm Just Me, and then explain to us what I'm Just Me is all about?
That's a great question. When he would come home with individual bullying stories, we would work out how to handle each story each child differently the next day in school. And like, this is probably very controversial and many parents will not agree with this at all. I really said, Josiah, can you really tell them to go F off? And like, F off, leave me the F alone. And he wouldn't do it because he was so shy. And I was like, can you say that out loud for me? Leave me the F alone. And I know parents out there will say, you can't tell your child to say that. And I said, okay, well, this is my child. You can say, leave me the F alone. Like, please. And be bold about it. Like, I'm not tolerating your BS.
Enough's enough.
Like, enough. So, there's two things that happened here. I went into blogging mode. There is one blog, A Time to Fight Back, on my blog. Go to imjustme.me, www.imjustme.me. And you can read the first blog there. Keep it pinned, A Time to Fight Back. And that was the exact word vomit blog that I made. And it really just goes into everything that happened into
me. Okay, does this first blog, because I don't believe I went back to the first blog. This first blog, is that you just literally pouring every emotion, every anxiety, every stress, everything, what I did, what I told him,
every experience that he encountered, I word vomited and I blogged it. And then something was created out of this. I went on to do more blogs, and I have so many more blogs coming.
Were people responding to these blogs saying, hey, wait, Mona?
You got to see the Facebook comments. I mean, the Facebook comments are, I can't even keep up, because their parents are telling me their stories. Do you mind if I read a couple right now? I can read a couple that I printed off from Facebook that is just mind-blowing. Here's a couple. My daughter is special needs. I always feel like it's so important to educate people on her condition. She's 5. She doesn't know that she's different. She's a superhero to me. I want her classmates to realize that bullying hurts, and everyone has something unique and special about themselves, and to honor those differences. Here's another one. My 13-year-old daughter recently was the target of bullying at her school. She got a concussion, a CT scan. She's afraid to go back to school because she's going to face the girl that did this to her daughter. We're looking for virtual home options. Bullying is not okay. I have 5 children and they've all been bullied. This is another one. This is absolutely amazing. My brother has autism, suffered when we were kids. He wanted to bully him for being different. Never start it, but don't be afraid to finish, and God is in control. It's very important for children to stand up for themselves against bullying. This bullying stuff has gone way too long. It's time for it to stop. One last one. Recently, in the past week, my 15-year-old autistic son was bullied through TikTok. Although he's never seen it, it was sent to me privately. It's been since removed. My mama bear claws came out. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And I wanted to read those comments to you because the amount of comments I get and the stories that I get from kids being bullied, I'm just like, I want to save each and every single child. Like, I want to save them. And it's like, now you have kids saying, okay, I'm going to pull you from school. And now it's like, okay, now it's a virtual option because we can't put them in an environment of being social. Now it's just like, let's protect my child. You're going to rip them out of school because you're fearing for them. And maybe that's a good thing if your child is threatening suicide. I never thought about the opportunity of pulling him. Although when the pandemic hit, it just happened anyway. So he did get a break from school life. And I think he was so grateful for that. But back to your original question, I did the blog and then I wrote more blogs. And then like I got so many comments on it and like people reaching out. And I put up resources for anti-bullying and how you can get help. And I just want the site to be like a safe haven for parents to come in and say, this happened to my kid, or just read or get resources and XYZ. But then I made an empowerment store. I made shop.imjustme.me. So the resources in the blog is imjustme.me. And then the empowerment store is shop.imjustme.me. And I want people to go there to support. We have empowerment clothing. We have empowerment dog necklaces. We have empowerment wristbands. And it was basically coming back to my son and saying, can you tell them to leave me the F alone? He wouldn't do it. So you know what? You're not going to say it, but you're going to wear it. Okay. You're going to wear these things. Okay. I have important empowerment clothing and accessories on shop.imjustme.me that says, hating me won't make you love yourself.
Wow.
Like, listen, like, how powerful is that? How powerful is that? Like, you, if you hate me, you're not going to love yourself. You know, I have empowerment clothing and accessories that says challenge accepted or forever me, because I'm going to be forever me. I'm going to be.
These empowerment items that you have is for the kids to actually wear to declare the message. Hey, you may think you're super, but you're a hero, but you're really a zero type thing.
Right. Right. And then I have parents saying, does this come in adult sizes? Because I feel like I want to say
I'd like to wear one at the office every now and then.
So go ahead and check out the store. Go ahead and support the cause and have your child, if they can't say it, because obviously we don't want them cussing in school. You know, wearing it. And then when they become empowered, when they have these affirmations, they really start to believe it. I really feel like the more you say it, the more you think it, the more you believe it, like fake it till you make it type of thing. I mean, it happens. We want our kids to be so empowered and so confident, and we want them to stand up for themselves. We want them to say, that's unacceptable. No, I'm not taking that today. Like, we have a shirt called Nope, Not Today. Like, we want them to say, we want them to be really what they can't say. So the empowerment line is for kids, and the resources is for parents, and it just like blends and meshes well. And there's a lot to do, actually.
Yeah. So this I'm just me thing then is a community to where parents can talk back and forth.
Well, actually, there's, you're allowed to comment underneath the blogs, but we're just starting a Facebook group because of the thousands of comments.
It sounds like you're looking, there's parents looking for a release valve.
You know what? A release valve and a community. Like, for, based off of the comments that I've gotten, it's like, okay, now I'm starting a group. Actually just started the group. I just started it, I think, a few days ago. It's the I'm Just Me group on Facebook. And I'm going to introduce topics. People can speak freely. People can connect with other parents. People can make friends. Or even if you have a community and you're close and you have your kids, maybe they can do a play date. Maybe there's something to be done, you know? And that's just the initial step that I'm working on. The next step would be to introducing, you know, some type of goal in schools. It's not a local problem. It's a national problem.
Oh, worldwide, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. You know,
and that's the next step. So I really need people to come and support, because I really want this to be a big brand for the anti-bullying movement.
I can see a huge need for a place where parents can land. Mm-hmm. At any given time to go, hey, folks that are interested in this, that have experiences with this, what do I do? My child just told me this. Mm-hmm. What's some of your advice? Mm-hmm. And get it from all kinds of different areas of parents. And then the parent would actually have these, not only the resources on your site, but also other parents can say, well, did that work for your child? How old were they when that happened? I can see it being a wonderful buffer.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much more to do. Like, not only when you're bullied, I think you need some kind of counseling. I think everyone that's even healthy, I think you should talk to someone anyway once a month just to talk. I mean, just like literally just word vomit everything you've had in the past 3 months. Like, talk to somebody. But when you have a child and they've been through bullying, I think it should be free counseling at the school. Maybe you can do it once a month. And I think the bully needs to be counseled. You need to know what is going on inside your head. Like, can we get some type of free counseling? Can we get some type of volunteers from psychologists to come to the school, maybe on some volunteer work? Like, who wants to, you know, help? Like, mental health is important. I think we just started talking about mental health, like, what, in the past 2 years? Mm-hmm. Now we're like, okay, this is a thing. Okay. You know, there are kids being grabbing guns now and shooting up schools now. And it's like, where's the mental health for them?
Do you think the bullying has, since it seems to have come to the front of discussions now, when I was in school, everybody was bullying everybody.
Yes. It
seemed like, you know, I was bullied in school. I remember at a younger age, even on the bus. and things.
That the bus was the worst.
Room and when the coach wasn't looking and things of that order, but nobody ever talked about it.
No, because
it was just natural.
This is what I heard. Bullying. Yeah, everyone goes through bullying. Say again. Sorry.
Yeah, I just wondered. Do you think today that it's being addressed more readily and not acceptable, but being more informed about it now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it was always the notion, everyone goes through a little bit of teasing. It's normal. You have to grow. You have to learn, and you have to be strong, and you have to learn how to, you know, stand up for yourself, and you can only do that through personal experiences. But this is something that burned into my brain all the time. Everyone goes through a little bit of teasing. It's normal. That part may be true, okay? Because when you're an adult, maybe you get fun of at work, or maybe someone's teasing you and it's just a ha 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 moment. But when it becomes excessive, like emotional bullying every day or weekly, monthly, now for a whole year, when you're getting physically assaulted.
Oh man.
Now it's like, no, I don't get that anymore. I don't really care. I'm like, let's throw that out the window. Let's just everyone keep their hands to themselves. And let's let everyone just like really shut the hell up. It's like, if you don't have anything nice to say, like basically, you know, and my son can't target nobody at school and call them XYZ or make them feel embarrassed in front of people. That is a no-no in my house. You did what to who? And you said what to that's fun for you? I raised you to be this way? No, sir. Not, no. And then it becomes like an issue. Like, and then it's like a fine line with the schools and the teachers and the parents, right? There's a lot of parents out there that would say, that will literally curse out a teacher. They're not doing enough. The school's not doing enough. But really, are you doing enough? I mean, public school is free. And these teachers are not being paid enough to care. They are not. I mean, when you're happy in your job and you're getting paid what you feel like your value is worth, you're happy to go to work that day. These teachers are not happy. They're not happy. They are underpaid. And then they have what, 40 kids per class times 6 periods? They're underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we tip a lot of our waitresses and our people that style us, but do we ever like tip our teachers? No, we don't tip our teachers. They're not being paid enough to be an extra parent to your child times how many?
Mm-hmm.
We have to do better. We really have to do better with our teachers. We have to do better. Why would they care? They don't care.
Okay, we're getting ready to take our second break. On the other side of this last break, let's talk about a couple things. I want to touch base on if a parent is dealing with it right now and you are one-on-one with them, what would some of your advice be? So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to think about that. And then I want to talk about what motivated you to do this book. And then I want to end up with finding out how Josiah is today and how he's overcoming all this and how it's affected him or how he progressed through it. We're going to do all of that on the other side of this break. And if you want to get involved, 888-627-6008. Dial in and we'll patch you right through. And we're live on Facebook. I'm sitting there watching people right here on Facebook with my son, Curtis, and he is manning that station. We'll be right back after our last break. Don't leave us for the last segment of Breaking the Silence.
HCI Publishing that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
I'm looking at some of the responses that I'm getting on my phone and text. So thank you for texting in and let me know what you're thinking and your comments. I appreciate everybody reaching out like that. Mona Simone, all the way from Orlando, Florida, is with us, authoress of One Brave Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Mona, before we get back into our final segment, because it seems like time goes by quick and then they say, okay, we got to go. What's some of the information that everybody needs? So if somebody wants to reach out to you, is it best for them to get on the I'm Just Me site? Or is there an email that you want to give out?
I would love to give my personal email address, but I don't think I can. But
do whatever you want to do. Well, how can people get in touch with you through your website then?
So I have a generic email address that I give to everybody, and I monitor it constantly. It's just contact@imjustme.me. If anybody wants to connect or talk or wants to join the Facebook group, I am actually starting a crowdfunding platform because, like I said, I am a single mom. I am doing this and I actually need the support to keep the resources going. So I'm going to be starting that. I would love all of your support. But yeah, if you guys want to contact me or just talk about what happened in the show or want to connect or collaborate, I've had people say, can you please link my my social or my psychologist website on your resources page? And I'd say, of course, absolutely, why not? Contact@imjustme.me.
Okay. And if they want to get a hold of this One Brave Knight, which is excellent, do you have a copy of that in front of you? Okay, put that up closer to the thing. This is absolutely an adorable book. And, you know, normally, I'll be honest with you, Mona, normally children's books, what age do you recommend this book to be for?
So, you know what? I wrote this book 10 years ago. I'm not going to lie. 10 years ago. I sat on it for 10 years. I wrote it when my Josiah was 3. And because he kept going into my bed and I'm just like, you need to sleep in your own bed. But then like it became a story with how you have to be brave. And like, I mean, even as an adult, we still peek in the closet. We still check underneath the bed, don't we? I mean, we're adults. I mean, come on. And then we watch a scary movie and it's like,
yeah,
you know, but like for kids, you can imagine like, you know, here's the back, how it feels when someone like literally puts you into your bed and you hear the things, you hear the creaks, you hear the noises, you see the branches on the wall, you see the moon.
Oh, the shadows on the wall. Oh, I remember that.
And you know, your imagination goes wild. And so, you know, I came up with this, you know, I won't like spoil it or anything, but it is literally about a kid who has been talked into bed. And he goes on a wild adventure one night as he discovers this flashlight that keeps him happy for the most part. But when the flashlight disappears, he's back to square one. He goes on an adventure because the flashlight is now missing. And now he goes down the secret hole, the secret tunnel, and he goes on an adventure.
Which is an awesome adventure. I love that.
Brave Knight.
Yes, it is great. I highly recommend it. That is, and it looks, the Kindle version was so impressively.
Yeah, the book is definitely better. Like I've had so many people come up to me and say, my kid won't put this book down. And every night they just grab the book. And because I literally made the book to be as like, you know, as just like the graphics is most important is possible. And it's written in rhyme. So it's like, that was,
I like it. It's really good. Yeah. Really good. So if they want to get a hold of that, your recommendation
is Amazon. Just
Amazon. Okay.
One Brave Knight or Mona Simone. And please support the book, guys. It would make a fantastic Christmas gift. I mean,
let's just take that book to number one right now. We can do that. Everybody,
but can we?
I think we can probably pull that off. We've done it before. Awesome. I think it'd be awesome to really recommend parents. And if you watch the show and you think I have any wisdom at all, but some people do, some people don't. But this is a good book.
You're not saying that just to say that, right, Dr. Greg?
It's really good. I was impressed. I read almost a book a week of our guest, and this is one of the best children's books of depth. It wasn't just, you know, two or three lines and a picture. It was a story.
Oh, no.
I loved about it. It was a story.
Oh, yeah. I worked on it for a long time.
Yeah, it captivates you. And it's probably one of those books that your kids would say, hey, Mom, can you read this to me before we go to bed?
Yeah, it happens all the time. I get that comment all the time. My former boss is the CEO of a company I used to work for. And he finally broke down and bought the book from me. You know, he's the CEO or whatever of this like huge multi-million dollar franchise company. And then he finally brought down the book. I said, I wrote a book. And he literally said, he texted me. He said, my daughter won't put your book down. I was like, oh, really?
It's good. And it's one of those that I would recommend parent. If there's a parent of a class that wants to give all the kids in the classroom a gift.
Yeah,
it should be in every school library.
I'm hoping to do that. I mean, there's so much to do. But yeah, I mean, the age group is like, I would say, you know, up until 10, but my 13-year-old nephew said the other day, Auntie, I love your book. And I'm like, and he's like, screechy, just now changing voices. I love your book. And I'm just like, okay. So, that's you know, great. It is, and even adults and grandparents are like, I love your book. I'm like, I just live it for myself.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. Now, if a parent is listening tonight, because we always like to focus on the last few minutes of offering advice and hope. If a parent is just dealing with this and they're about ready to pull out their hair, even though they're all getting ready to go on Christmas break, in a few weeks, what would your first words of wisdom to a parent to be if I said, Mona, my child's being bullied at school, I can't get them to talk, I can't find out the facts about it, but I know it's happening, what would you do with them one-on-one right now?
Talk and don't give up. Talk until you're blue in the face until they come to
your child. Keep talking to your child.
Keep talking to them until they're blue in the face, until they're annoyed enough to where they just start letting out little bits of pieces of information. And then you remember that. And then you come back to it and you say, remember you told me this? Oh. And then all of a sudden they give you more information. I was like, that's what happened with my kid. It's like, he would add on to the story. And I was like, wait, what? This happened too? Do not give up. I mean, talk into your blue in the face. If you can afford a counselor, if you can get on a virtual counseling session, if you can just take your, I mean, you can't afford this, obviously, a lot of people. If you can fly your kid to a beautiful cabin, I mean, this is unrealistic. I don't have the money for this. And like, maybe there is some nature walk where we just sit and have a picnic for every Saturday of the month. I mean, don't give up. Take them into a safe space. Take them into a cabin. Take them into the woods. Go camping. Let them hear the rippling of the brooks babbling. Let them hear a waterfall. Let them see butterflies. Like, put them in a safe space and tell them this is normal. You are supposed to be happy. You see how you feel in this environment? This is love. What you're feeling or whatever you're going through, it's not love. It's not normal. This is not the life God planned for you. Keep a safe space and keep talking to them. Show them how they're supposed to be happy. Tell them that they are amazing. Tell them every day. Text them. You're so amazing to me. And like, don't coddle them. I never coddled my child after he was abused. I never coddled him. It was still the same story. Clean your room. You still got to do this. You still got to do that. I don't care. Take out the trash. You know, don't coddle them. When you coddle them, you're still making them feel vulnerable and that they should feel that they should be in that space. No, you're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to be emerging as a strong, independent person. You still have to do your chores. I love you. Go take out the trash, please. Love you. I mean, like, I'll peek into my son's door and I'll just peek out. I'll just go in and I'll be like, love you. And then after he's, you know, gotten an attitude because he had to take the trash out, I'll just be like, go take the trash out. And he has his like little grumble face and he goes back into his room. Love you. And then he'll come up and he'll poke me in the face because all is good. You know, it is.
No, Mona, with the only a couple minutes left to go, what's some of the red flags that a parent, if they say, hey, I think it's going, I can't get information out of them, I keep hitting the brick wall, but they're noticing differences. Yeah. What's some of those real quick, and we only have like a minute or two.
You know your child. When my son, after everything that happened to him, and we got it under control right now, he knows how to handle things in school, he comes home confident and blah, blah, blah. He comes home and he's not like, mom, or talking to me and telling me about his day, and I'm like, interested, like, yeah, really cool, that's what happened, cool, like, you know, if he comes home and he's like one word answers, how's school, and then we would like literally go for hours and they're one word answers, I know, because you know your child, you know when they're excited, you know when they're annoying you, you know when they're the most happiest, because they are annoying you, they're poking you in the face, they're jumping on you, you know when that shift happens and they're not like that excitable person, now it's like something happened. Only you know your kid. You know when they switch moves. So now it's like, I'm sorry. What happened today? Mm-hmm. Only I can fix it for you. I am your mother. I am your father. You have to trust me. There's no one else that's going to protect you more than I will. So you definitely have to know when your child is acting weird. Did anyone touch you today? Did anyone do anything inappropriate to you today?
How much do you trust your gut, Mona? How much do parents trust their guts?
1,010%.
There you go. I knew that would be your reply. That's what I wanted to make sure it got out there. That gut meter is huge, right?
Especially in women. We know.
So when you have that feeling that your child is being hurt?
Yep.
Afraid for some reason, act on it, right?
Oh, for don't even think to not even act. Don't even go against don't go against it. There would be grave mistakes that you will miss, and it could end up being 10 years down the line, a problem that you don't want. Don't even do it.
Yeah.
Don't go against it. Don't feel ashamed to even just talk about it. Like, I literally walk into my son's when he's having a bad day. I said, did someone touch you today? He'll laugh at me and roll his eyes. No. But, you know, it's not a joking matter. And I am serious, but I'm kind of like, hello. You know? And it's become a thing where it's like, I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You know? Did anyone touch you today?
Yeah. I knew this hour would fly by. We got like 30 minutes or 30 seconds. What's the last thing that you want everybody to hear tonight that you want to make sure they don't miss? And I'll just hush up for 30 seconds and let you spill it out. What do you want the final thing to be said to parents and those that are dealing with bullies?
You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We can only take this day by day. We can only take it incident by incident. We can only take it story by story. It's exhausting. It is what it is. I mean, we literally, when we raise our child, we want them fed, clothed, and we want them alive at the end of the day. Like, we just want them alive because the anxiety is real. I have anxiety. I just started letting my child walk to school at eighth grade at 13. That's anxiety for me. I want him to come home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not alone, okay? You're not alone. Take it day by day. Take it story by story. Take it by incident, and don't stop fighting. And trust your gut. You know how to parent your child. You know what he or she needs. And just get it done.
Fantastic. Ramona, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I recommend everybody to get right on Amazon right now and get this book. And there it is right there, One Brave Night by Mona Simone from Orlando, Florida. Thank you, Mona, for being with us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Like we do every week right here as we close every program, even if during the Christmas season, I won't let you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happened to you, no matter what you're dealing with your kids or with your own life, no matter what they are enduring, as long as we have breath, I want to promise you one thing, and I promise you this is fact. There's hope. There's always hope. Hang on to that hope and hang on to it tight and never give up on hope. Have an awesome week. God bless you and be with us right here next week, live from Houston, Texas, for another edition of Breaking the Silence. God bless. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.